Hey, what's up, guys? It's your host, Ace at Night. Welcome to the podcast. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about what's going on, where we at, and what we should be going right now in 2020. First, I would like to say the 2020 vision is still clear. God has not left us behind, and he has showed us plenty of times before that no matter what's going on in your life, that you can continue to grow from any type of pain, any type of situation that's going on, that we all can move forward from it. Nothing that's going on today did not happen in the past, and still today, we are still here. This is not the first time the world has faced adversity or has seen perils of like this time. With that being said, guys, I want to motivate you. I want to inspire you. I want to let you guys know that you still can do whatever you set out to do for 2020. Like I said, 2020 vision is still clear. If you have goals in mind, go ahead and continue your goals. Just because you're not working, guess what? That's good news. More time for you to get out here, figure out what it is you need to do and how to do it. If you have been thinking about creating a business, go ahead and create that business. If you have been thinking about doing a podcast, do some research. There's plenty of videos out there on YouTube where you can go and look it up. It's plenty of how to start a podcast, YouTube videos. If you want to start a business, the information is definitely out there. If you want to learn how to computer code, graphic design, if you have any kind of business ideas, go ahead and start that. This is definitely the best time to go ahead and do it. Don't let the news distract you with all the negative news. If you're not a person that's directly impacted by a family member that's going through what's going on, I sympathize with you and my empathy goes out to everybody that's affected. My prayers are up to you and your family if you are infected by it. For those who are feeling down and depressed, don't let marijuana, don't let alcohol, don't let drugs consume your life. Right now is a very critical time where if you pivot the right way, you can pivot towards success. And that's what you need to start looking at. Look at what you do have. Look at your family. Look at your friends. Look at that you still do have a job. Or maybe if you lost your job, then now is the opportunity that you can take to pivot, make that power move, and ice up your resume. Look online. Do some research. Maybe look on YouTube. Call a friend. I know someone who knows how to do resumes, who's really good in HR, who's good on a computer, who know how to structure your resume the right way. Go ahead and do that. You have the experience. You have the mindset. Look at what you have. If you have a vehicle right now and you can drive, right now is not the best time to actually drive everywhere. But go ahead and check out those properties that you have been looking to invest in, buy, move, do whatever it takes to move your life forward. Life is going to continue to move on after this virus and during this crisis that we are going through. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but a lot of the stocks have gone down. Go on to Robinhood, check out some stocks, go ahead and invest. If you have the money and the means to do so, write stocks that you see online. They're very low. Like I said, this is a time where you can get close to your family members, the ones you have not seen or talked to. Don't let a funeral come by to reach out to somebody or find out that they are sick. Go ahead and reach out to your friends and family members, people who you haven't spoken to in a minute, and rekindle those relationships. The other day, I went over to my mom's house to celebrate my brother's birthday. My brother is no longer with us, but me and my brother, we had the opportunity to get together, do a barbecue, which if I would have been working at the time, I would have had to call off or sick out, some other way of getting off work, or maybe I would have missed it. This is a great time to read that book if you haven't read it. Instead of sitting back looking at all these different media streams, or I see a lot of people having a really great time doing TikTok videos, dancing with your family. This is a great time to reintroduce yourself to your children, also to rekindle flames in your relationship. If you have a wife and she has a work husband, there is something wrong. It's time to take your wife back. Take her back. I'm sure if she's on her phone all day and you're not talking to her about something that's interesting, go ahead and find ways to spice that relationship back up. Ladies, if you haven't cooked a good, decent meal for your husband, your boyfriend, or somebody who you're interested in, work on those skills. Get online, call a friend, call a grandma, call a family member or something like that, and get those recipes, get in the kitchen, get the cooking. This American lifestyle makes it where we're so busy and so occupied that we don't get an opportunity or a chance to get to know ourselves, our family members, or strive for our own goals. And this is the perfect opportunity. I just want to put some positive energy out there. These last 3 months have been very great for me, despite what's been going on in society. I have achieved like two of my goals already for 2020, which is personal health and fitness. I've also reached out and got graded education. Not like I'm not educated already, but I added some certifications certifications under my belt. And guess what? I'm here to tell you that you also can do it. Go ahead and turn the TV off, log on to your laptop or computer, and do some research. You're at home. If you need to upgrade your children's education, teach them math, coding, any type of graphic design. Your kids are already better than you on the computer and a cell phone anyway. Learn some of those things that you can do to take advantage of what's going on right now. I know a stimulus package has been signed and $1,200 is coming to most people's way. Don't just use that money and blow it on things that are not beneficial to you. If you need food, if you need gas, if you need to pay some bills, continue to pay your bills. Don't get too caught up or too far behind on your bills. Go ahead and keep your bills straight, because it's only for so long. Those $1,200 is only go so far. And this is going to show that every job is not stable as they preach it to be. All this stuff is kind of like it's on a levee, and when the levee breaks, everything else falls with it. So, you know, don't get wrapped up in that. Also, one thing I didn't touch on, if you have not been in touch with your spiritual side, no matter what race, religion that you are in, go ahead and talk to God. God has not forgotten about us in this time of crisis. You know, reach out to your spiritual side. Pray to your God. Talk to him. Let him know what's going on. Seek guidance and help from, you know, the God above. Rekindle your relationship with Christ. It seems like God is sitting us down, putting us to ourselves and our family, and setting us away from all the distractions of the world so that we can realign ourselves and get back to him. And outside of that, continue to focus on yourself. I come to you guys in love, peace, joy, and happiness. Take care of yourself. Make sure you take the proper measurements and listen to what's going on. Keep yourself aware. Keep yourself clean. Also, keep yourself healthy. Like I said, don't turn into an alcoholic because of boredom and Netflix and because of the influences that we see online and in social media. Some of you guys I see have become professional dancers, and choreography is great. I'm enjoying all the videos. Some of y'all can't dance to save y'all life. I don't know if y'all saw that Tamar Braxton Instagram dance to Megan Thee Stallion video, but man, throw that whole video away. You know what I'm saying? Boy, she making the Braxtons look bad right now. Some of you guys, I see that you guys are hitting those moves pretty nice on TikTok. And keep doing it, man. It's very entertaining. But also, go ahead and look out for yourselves as well. Make sure that you are doing your due diligence on staying healthy. Don't become a weed addict or anything like that, or drug addict. I'm continue to pray for all you guys. Continue to pray for me. And I'm going to continue to keep putting out podcasts now that I am back home and I am quarantined with my family, to keep myself away from possibly being exposed from the coronavirus. And I am doing the same. So to all my people out there, I love you, and I'll see you guys at the top, because I know that's where you're going to be at. And until next time, guys, peace.